السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Where is the war of Russia and Ukraine going? By Bilal al-Muhajir, Wilaya, Pakistan. Translated. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky announced on Thursday, the 17th of October, 2024, that Russia is preparing to deploy 10,000 North Korean troops to fight against Ukrainian forces, citing intelligence information, according to him. Zelensky demanded strong international reactions to what he described as North Korea's greater involvement in the war with Russia. He said that there is enough evidence from satellites and video evidence that North Korea not only sent equipment to Russia, but also sent soldiers to deploy them. The South Korean intelligence agency said that North Korea has sent 1,500 special forces troops to Russia's Far East for training and is likely to head to the front line soon, with thousands ready to leave the country soon in Pyongyang's first such overseas deployment. Despite the confirmation of this news and these clear statements by Zelensky from parties concerned, South Korea and Ukraine, these claims have not been confirmed by any of the parties of the international conflict and its supporters, the head of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, Mark Rutte, said last Thursday that there is no evidence of the presence of North Korea at this stage. Russia and North Korea denied allegations that Pyongyang sent some military personnel to help Russia confront Ukraine. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters on Thursday, the 17th of October, when asked if North Korea was sending troops to fight in Ukraine, said it is, quote, another piece of fake news, end quote. America did not confirm or deny the validity of this news, as it said, commenting on the news that North Korea is sending troops to support Russia in Ukraine would constitute a quote-unquote dangerous development. Robert Wood, deputy U.S. ambassador of the United Nations, said that Washington has seen reports that North Korea is sending troops and preparing to send more troops to Ukraine to fight alongside Russia, and commented on that, quote, if true, this marks a dangerous and highly concerning development and an obvious deepening of the DPRK, Russia's military relationship, end quote. He said, adding, quote, we are consulting our allies and partners on the implications of such a dramatic move, end quote. The U.S. State Department spokesman, Vidant Patel, said that the department had not yet reached to the point it could confirm the reports and whether they were accurate. A similar statement was made by U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. France's ambassador to the UN, Nicolas de Rivera, said in the speech to the UN Security Council, quote, the deployment of the North Korean soldiers would constitute a further escalation, end quote. There is no doubt that there are serious moves and endeavors by countries to break free from American hegemony, especially major powers such as China and Russia. They have recently emerged in meetings of BRICS and the Shanghai Cooperation Organization held in Islamabad in the middle of this month. They were attended by important regional powers such as China, Russia, India, Pakistan, Iran, and some Central Asian republics. Although a strong stance against the West, the US, and NATO was not announced during the meetings, some of these countries are competing against American dominance and are employing various methods and means to achieve that. This includes the use of North Korea to support Russia in its war against Ukraine, though this is out of spite for America and not out of love for Russia. It also includes convincing Iran to continue supplying Russia with Iranian drones and missiles used by the Russian army in the Ukrainian war. Although China thinks that it is benefiting from this intervention in its timid and cowardly efforts at competition against America, it is also forced to do so to some extent to appease Russia. Moreover, it is taking this step and indirectly challenging America, while America is busy in the Middle East file, and its administration is a lame duck in its last months before the presidential elections. Furthermore, whenever America finds Ukraine in an advantage in the war, it turns a blind eye to such interventions. It even allows them, such as to indirect incitement to Iran to send drones and missiles to Russia. This is so that the war remains ongoing in the Ukrainian arena without ending, to achieve the same purpose for which the war was ignited, which is the exhaustion and attrition of both Russia and Europe. the international scenario that is now based on the unipolar order that America is trying to establish in the world is what causes the outbreak of wars in various regions of the world, the most affected of which is witnessed in the Islamic world, especially Ashem, which will be the heart of Darul Islam soon, hopefully. Europe was the second most affected. The outbreak of wars within Europe has repercussions on various countries of the old world. The American policy is what created the atmosphere of hatred globally and charged it until the world stands on the crater of a volcano. This scenario today is similar to the international scenario that existed during the mission of the Prophet ﷺ, where the world was divided into two empires with alliances, agencies, and cheap tools, similar to the situation today. This was until Islam saved the world from bloody conflicts and saved the oppressed peoples from the burden of the forces of kufr and shirk at that time. Therefore, it is necessary for the wise people of power and prevention in the Islamic world to learn the lesson of history and to correct its course to what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all of humanity. Whilst fools learn from their experiences, the wise from history, it is said. So what if history is glorious and filled with messages of divine insights? Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.